Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 417, 10 Simple Morning Habits That Help You Lose Weight, part 2, by Rachel Link with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Ben Greenfield Fitness, Nia Shanks, and today's site, Healthline. The post I'm about to read to you is a continuation from yesterday, so you'll probably want to hear yesterday's episode first if you haven't already. That's episode 416. And quickly, before I get to the post, don't forget, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list on the first of every month, which is coming up really soon. So if you want to be in the drawing, make sure you're on our mailing list. Just go to oldpodcast.com. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end of the show. But I know you're eager to hear part two of this post and continue optimizing your life, so let's get right to it. 10 Simple Morning Habits That Help You Lose Weight, part two, by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. 5. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice that involves fully focusing on the present moment and bringing awareness to your thoughts and feelings. The practice has been shown to enhance weight loss and promote healthy eating habits. For example, an analysis of 19 studies found that mindfulness-based interventions increased weight loss and reduced obesity-related eating behaviors. Another review had similar findings, noting that mindfulness training resulted in significant weight loss in 68% of the studies reviewed. Practicing mindfulness is simple. To get started, try spending 5 minutes each morning sitting comfortably in a calm space and connecting with your senses. Summary. Some studies have found that mindfulness can increase weight loss and promote healthy eating behaviors. 6. Squeeze in some exercise. Getting in some physical activity first thing in the morning can help boost weight loss. One study using 50 overweight women measured the effects of aerobic exercise at different times of the day. While there was not much difference noted in specific food cravings between those who exercised in the morning versus the afternoon, working out in the morning was associated with a higher level of satiety. Exercising in the morning may also help keep blood sugar levels steady throughout the day. Low blood sugar can result in many negative symptoms, including excessive hunger. One study in 35 people with type 1 diabetes showed that working out in the morning was associated with improved blood sugar control. However, these studies focused on very specific populations and show an association, not causation. More research on the effects of morning exercise in the general population is needed. Summary. Some studies have found that exercising in the morning may be associated with increased satiety and improved blood sugar control. 7. Pack your lunch. Making the effort to plan and pack your lunch ahead of time can be a simple way to make better food choices and increase weight loss. A large study that included 40,554 people found that meal planning was associated with better diet quality, more diet variety, and a lower risk of obesity. Another study found that eating home-cooked meals more frequently was associated with improved diet quality and a decreased risk of excess body fat. In fact, those who ate home-cooked meals at least 5 times per week were 28% less likely to be overweight than those who only ate home-cooked meals 3 times or less per week. So try setting aside a few hours one night a week to plan and prepare your meals so that in the morning, you can just grab your lunch and go. Summary. Studies show that meal planning and eating home-cooked meals are associated with improved diet quality and a lower risk for obesity. 8. Sleep longer. Going to bed a bit earlier or setting your alarm clock later to squeeze in some extra sleep may help increase weight loss. Several studies have found that sleep deprivation may be associated with an increased appetite. One small study found that sleep restriction increased hunger and cravings, especially for high-carb, high-calorie foods. Lack of sleep has also been linked to increased calorie intake. In one study, 12 participants consumed an average of 559 more calories after getting just 4 hours of sleep compared to when they got a full 8 hours. Establishing a healthy sleep schedule is a critical component of weight loss, along with eating well and exercising. To maximize your results, aim for at least 8 hours of sleep per night. Summary. Studies show that sleep deprivation may increase appetite and cravings, as well as calorie intake. 9. Switch up your commute. While driving may be one of the most convenient ways to get to work, it may not be so great for your waistline. Research shows that walking, biking, or using public transportation may be tied to a lower body weight and reduced risk of weight gain. One study followed 822 people for over 4 years and found that those who commuted by car tended to gain more weight than non-car commuters. Similarly, a study including 15,777 people showed that using public transportation or active methods of transport, such as walking or biking, was associated with a significantly lower body mass index and body fat percentage compared to using private transportation. Changing up your commute even a few times per week may be a simple way to ramp up weight loss. Summary. Walking, biking, and using public transportation have all been associated with less weight gain and lower body weight and body fat compared to driving to work. 10. Start tracking your intake. Keeping a food diary to track what you eat can be an effective way to help boost weight loss and keep yourself accountable. One study tracked weight loss in 123 people for 1 year and found that completing a food journal was associated with a greater amount of weight loss. Another study showed that participants who regularly used a tracking system to self-monitor their diet and exercise lost more weight than those who did not regularly use the tracking system. Similarly, a study of 220 obese women found that the frequent and consistent use of a self-monitoring tool helped improve long-term weight management. Try using an app or even just a pen and paper to record what you eat and drink, starting with your first meal of the day. Summary. Studies have found that using a food diary to track your intake can help increase weight loss. The bottom line. Making a few small changes to your morning habits can be an easy and effective way to increase weight loss. Practicing healthy behaviors in the morning can also get your day started on the right foot and set you up for success. For best results, make sure you combine these morning habits with a well-rounded diet and healthy lifestyle. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, 10 Simple Morning Habits That Help You Lose Weight by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Whenever I read these long lists of things to do, I don't want you to feel like you're somehow less than or that you need to do all of these things. I don't want you to feel sorry for yourself that you haven't been doing these things. It's okay. That's why you're listening to this podcast, right? So you can learn these things. But really, don't worry about incorporating all of these at once either. As you listened to yesterday's post and as you were listening today, there are probably a couple of ideas that you were like, ooh, I could do that. Oh, that wouldn't be so bad. Those are the ones that you probably want to start with. Don't worry about anything else on this list. Just start with those that jumped out at you and you thought, oh, that's not too bad. I could do that. That's where you want to start. And then as you get used to that one thing, then maybe incorporate another item from this list. Personally, I struggle with mindfulness. When I eat, I'm sometimes just not in the moment, and it's because maybe I'm at work and I'm answering emails at the same time. And I know I shouldn't do that, but sometimes I have to because I need to be more efficient. So honestly, I struggle with that one. But I'm really good, on the other hand, with squeezing in exercise. And I take public transportation. So there are other things that I do that hopefully help offset the things I don't do. I'm really good, usually, about packing my lunch. What I typically do is I make a little bit extra the night before for dinner so that I know I'll have a lunch for tomorrow. And I make it a point to plan my meals each week so that when I get home from a long day, I don't come home and go, okay, what am I going to eat for dinner now? Because then it's going to be something that's probably not super great for me and not really all that balanced. And the last thing I'll say about sleep, yes, the target really for adults is 7 to 9 uninterrupted hours of sleep. That's the sweet spot. And there's a lot of data to support that. But again, if you're not getting that minimum of 7 hours uninterrupted each night, don't stress about it. Just try and do your best to increase those hours however you can. And if it's just not physically possible for you to get at least 7 hours a night, we are finding that a quick nap in the afternoon, like 15 or 20 minutes, can help offset some of that sleep loss. Now, as promised, I want to remind you, we do book giveaways on the first of every month to random people on our mailing list. So if you want to be a part of that, plus get some free spreadsheet tools from us and more, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. It's totally free and it's a great way to show your support. And again, make sure you join before the end of the month. Just go to oldpodcast.com. All right, that's it for today. Hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you for listening. As always, thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.